Hello and welcome to You Really Shouldn't Have, with me, James Warwick. Each week I sit down with a different guest as we discuss their career and unwrap the stories on the worst gifts they've ever been given. Joining me this week is not one, but two people, in powerhouse film directing couple Daniel Lear and Bayou Bennett, otherwise known as the Dream Team Directors. In their 13 years of working as a dream team, they have had the opportunity to collaborate, direct and produce with talents such as Oscar nominee Mark Ruffalo, actress Lea Michele from hit show Glee, musicians including Coldplay and P. Diddy, Paris Hilton and model Bella Hadid, to name just a few. They join me this week as we discuss their life in the film industry and of course uncover the worst gift they've ever been given. So Daniel, Bayou, the Dream Team Directors, welcome to You Really Shouldn't Have. Great to have you here.
Oh, thank you for having us. We're so thrilled, like super excited.
I'm excited to have you here. It's going to be great. In terms of filmmaking and film production, was that something that interested both of you from an early age?
As a child, it's interesting. It's been said that scientifically that you might know what you want to be at, I think, age two. And I knew I wanted to be a few things. I wanted to be a dancer. I wanted to be a filmmaker, yes, and also an artist. And I started to create on those things at a very, very young age. And so for me, yeah.
I had no real idea. I was very confused. But one thing that really stuck with me is I watched this movie called The Black Stallion as a young kid. And it just like really like stopped me in my tracks. And I was just so in awe of that film. Like parts of it were so emotional that something about that, I don't know, man, like film is a very powerful medium, you know? I think Bayou was lucky because she was doing plays with her stuffed animals or teaching them and doing videos on her camcorder. But when I got in, I was in.
And talking of getting in, how did you first get into the industry?
Oh, that's interesting. Well, funny enough, so Daniel and I have different stories, but where our filmmaking careers took off was when our lives connected. So we were both in New York, and we met at a random Israeli
vegetarian cafe.
Cafe on the Lower East Side, and I was coming out of yoga. He was eating a veggie dog, and we sat down, and our worlds came together. I was doing a documentary about my father from Louisiana. He's a famous musician from there, and I was kind of paralleling his life with Hurricane Katrina at the time. And I was doing a documentary. I was also teaching at the top schools, and he was working with like P. Diddy, like all the top, you know, fashion designers, Carolina Herrera. But when we came together, it's like our worlds just slowed down for a second. And we're like, and we just connected immediately. That's when our careers took off. It's when we wrote this film called Text Me. It's about the texting generation. Ah. And it took our careers took off. We got into 15 film festivals, won 3 top awards from Fox Searchlight. We played it in Times Square. And literally our careers have taken off even more since then.
I know you've worked with a lot of big brands, and you mentioned some big artists in your answer just before there regarding P. Diddy, etc. When you meet a new client, do you guys come up with the initial concept? And if so, where do you draw the inspiration from for the work that you produce?
That's a really, really good question. I'd say every project is different. Like, for example, we worked on a project with Coldplay, which was really cool because they really have their heart in the right place as a band, I feel. They had their art that they created for their album, and they were selling it to raise money for children's charity in England, right? So they had like a very strong idea of what they wanted. And so it was just our work to really do like the post-production and to really put it together to capture their branding already. That's a very established band, right? Also, one time we did a campaign for Bella Hadid as well, with Lori Lynn Stark as the photographer and like the artist behind that campaign. So she had a very specific idea, but it's like we bring, you know, all of our experience and art to the table in every project. And then some projects, they completely want what we visualize and what we imagine. So it's different every time. And that's kind of the cool thing, right?
Yeah.
Like you have to figure out how to redefine and define either famous people. Like Mark Ruffalo, we got to work with him. He's an Oscar-nominated actor, really an amazing human being. So how do you get across Mark with all his energy and all his wanting to change the world and save the world? You know, it's like, how do you find the truth and the essence of these people? That's what Bayou and I do. We find the essence of people, and we communicate that with a positivity and a truthfulness that I think is really memorable and compelling.
Of all of your projects you've worked on so far, which of those stand out for you as sort of the highlights?
So we got to work with Lindsay Sterling. She's a viral sensation on, she has like millions of followers. She's a violinist.
Yeah.
And, you know, dancer. And I think the fact that I was like, I watched her career go from nothing to everything. And I just followed her from the beginning. And, you know, we talked with her management. They loved our work and were like, they're like, you're perfect for this job. Because it was a music video and documentary style. So the next thing I know, I'm on the plane to Houston. I'm a huge fan of her. I go get to work with Lindsay Sterling. So for me, that was kind of that was amazing for me personally. And the fact that it was trending on YouTube, I think it was number 3 at one point. It might've been number 1. I didn't catch it, but I do know it hit millions. And just to be able to work alongside somebody that I really believe in that puts out a positive message like us, that was really
That was very aligned.
Aligned with our message and uplifting people through our work. That was the whole, everything about it was perfect.
And then like really quick, James, for me, I'm really into cinematography, which would be like the art of camera and lighting. And just to find myself where Bayou and I were watching this really, really amazing film when we were on a trip, it's called Begin Again with Mark Ruffalo. And we're like, God, it'd be so cool to work with Mark. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's such an interesting guy. And then like several months later, like I'm operating the camera following Mark around and I'm just like, this is really cool. I really dig this. It was just a great feeling to follow someone who is that great of an artist and cares that much about the world.
Oh my God. We've reached a very important part of the show. And where I have to ask you, what is the worst gift you've ever been given?
I had this grandfather, you know, unfortunately he passed away. He was my dad's father. And his taste in gifts was a little funny. Like I was a teenager trying to figure out who I was, you know, trying not to be as, you know, as self-conscious as I was. And he got me a pair of like underwear, but they were like bikini style.
Whoa.
Like, you know, like European, like, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, he got me like 5 of them and he was really excited about it. And I was like, oh my God. Like, like these are being donated like ASAP. I was so not going to wear those. Yeah.
You didn't try them on then? You weren't tempted?
That'd be funny if it was a bathing suit. That would be worse. And then he's like, come on, Daniel, wear the bathing suit.
It was Speedo underwear, basically. It was Speedo underwear. And like, you know, it's like as a kid, like, where's my money? Or like, where's my like toy? Or like, where's my bike? Or like, where's my skateboard? Not like Speedo underwear.
Last year was a bit crazy for all of us, and it still is a bit crazy regarding the COVID pandemic. I wondered if you had to adapt at all your work last year to deal with the pandemic, and also how you're now adapting that to future projects moving forward as we still live through this crazy situation.
I want Bayou to tell you about how we were doing innovative stuff before COVID.
Oh, so okay. You're the trendsetters.
Yeah, so from what I did before COVID, we were able to innovate and adapt and change to what we're doing right now. And so what that was is we ended up going to the Philippines like a couple of years to do a documentary. And while we were there, we saw families living in a cemetery. And we're like 6,000 families living in a cemetery. We're like, we need to do a short film about that, a narrative that we wanted to write. So we co-wrote it with our friend Fraser. A couple of years later, I think my baby was like, he was a baby-ish around there. And I was like, I can't go back to the Philippines. I mean, we thought about everything. We could get a nanny, but what if they steal them? Like, you
know? It was one of the most impoverished places that we've ever experienced on planet Earth. So we couldn't bring Jordan there. It was not safe. It
was not safe. So I'm cute, but I'm also smart. Like I was like, what technology can I use to co-direct from here?
6,000 miles away.
6,000 miles away, opposite hours. I tested WhatsApp, didn't work. I tested a few other apps. And what worked was Facebook Messenger. We had 100 crew. We had tents. We had it like, it was a 3-day shoot. We had a professional person that was just on my phone, like literally holding the phone like this. He would see me and I would direct, I co-directed. So they would, if I had something to say to Daniel, they'd bring it to him. They hooked me to the camera. I could see what was being filmed.
That's crazy. And,
it's amazing. So, well, 50 film festivals later, 30 awards later, it's now on Amazon Prime. It's called Tombstone Pillow. We co-directed it. It was very successful. It's we just won a humanitarian award or something.
We won like a series of awards for like best inspiring film and you know social awareness film, because that's what we want to do, James.
Yeah.
You know, we want to do something that's meaningful. We want to open people's eyes. We want to change the world with our work. That's basically what we want to do, right?
Yeah. So to go back to your original question, like how are we dealing with COVID? So fast forward, we literally use Zoom the same way I used Facebook to co-direct. So now we literally have a crew, a small, very limited crew. Everyone's following the rules. You have to have masks. And we co-directed 9 short films. For me, actually, I love directing that way. And I'll tell you why. Because you're not in the element and you can just focus on what's in front of you. And then you don't have to deal with anything but what's there. And it really works, James.
I'm sure it does. My favorite thing about working from home is being able to sit in my pajamas. So I'm sure you can direct in your pajamas as well, right?
That's right.
That is
from
so
here
cool,
down.
Man.
Yeah, top half only, yeah. Guys, what can we expect from the Dream Team in 2021 moving forward?
Well, we have an incredible, are we allowed to talk about it?
Well, we'll just tell you that we're going to be, our goal is to win an Academy Award with our short film.
Yeah.
That's one of our goals. We're making a documentary on a really amazing entrepreneur, very transformational human being named Ted McGrath. We are doing a phenomenal, pre-production right now on a fashion film. I can't say much more than that right now, but it's going to be fascinating. I can just say it has pieces of ancient Egypt in it. It's very feminine and empowered.
Guys, wrapping up, if you had to go right back to the beginning of your career and buy yourself a gift to help to get where you are now, what gift would you give yourself?
That's one of the greatest questions I've ever heard.
So I'm going to go with knowledge because I always had the confidence, I'm like, and Daniel knows me, I'm like, let's do him flying off the Empire State Building. Like, I never had anything, I never limited, my vision or my artistic or anything like that. But I think it'd be knowledge. It would be to, to surround yourself with the right people. And the knowledge to understand that not everybody has your best interest in mind, and that that you do have to, in a way, protect yourself. And as an artist, as a female director, there can be prejudice out there, and that's okay. You just have to just be strong and just show that and prove that you are the artist that you are. No matter who, what other people see. So I think really it's just knowledge of understanding that and how to deal with it. But also, which is for me, is just flourish and prosper. And no matter what comes at you, and knowledge to understand that, marry the right man, which I did.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I'm very blessed to work with Bayou every day. But I would say it's a very interesting question. This is the thing that Bayou and I stand for, okay? A lot of creative people, they're really good at what they do, right, James? They put out these amazing things into the world and they change the way that we dress and the way that we view the world through their work. But the thing is, I feel like what artists lack is a business mentality and understanding of sales and marketing. If you have excellent skills, but you don't know how to market them, you could really be at, zero. And I think that Bayou and I embrace marketing and branding and things like that really well. But, if I was to give myself a gift, I would probably give myself the gift of studying a lot of Grant Cardone. He's an inspirational speaker, motivational speaker, and sales trainer. I would study a lot of that, and I would take a series of courses on how to be an executive from the Hubbard College here in Los Angeles, because they teach you everything you need to really be a CEO. We have our vision, we have our creativity, but we have to sell that to a lot of other people. And we have to know how to manage people and personalities, and we know how to organize in order to pull off these big visions. So if I had that data at the beginning of my career, like Bayou said, knowledge, more knowledge, I think that would be even more game-changing at the beginning of a career.
And finally, guys, where can people find out more about you and what you do?
So we are Dream Team Directors on Instagram, and we have a Dream Team Directors Facebook, as well as dreamteamdirectors.com. And we do have a Twitter, as Dream Team Film.
Also, we have a really, really beautiful story that was done about us on the Scientology TV, at Scientology.tv. Yeah. And it basically is so cool because we love Scientology TV because they have these very inspirational, empowering programs on there. And that's what we're about as filmmakers. We want to inspire the world. So when they wanted to do the story about us, we were like, this is so exciting. They literally tracked our career from when we very first, the beginning of before we really knew each other, to when we first met in New York at a vegetarian cafe, to we did our first film together. Actor became famous, and we did a project right after that with Lea Michele. then she blew up in Glee and then Scream Queens, and then tracking us all the way through working with Mark Ruffalo, Lindsay Sterling, and our whole like having a child and our romantic relationship. So it's, if you want to get to know us, I would watch that film. It's really cool. And you'll be inspired, you know, because we want to just let people know that they can live their dreams.
Yeah.
It's totally possible. You just need to have the tool.
Fantastic. Well, it's been great to have you both on the show. Thanks so much for stopping by.
James, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate you.
You're the best.
Thanks again for listening to this episode of You Really Shouldn't Have. Be sure to subscribe to us on your chosen podcast service to make sure you never miss another episode. You can find us on both Twitter and Instagram at Bad Gifts Pod, as well as online at badgiftspod.com.